Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the World Teacher Programme for Share International New Zealand on Planet FM 104.6. Each Friday morning, we bring you information from the teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. The purpose of our programme is to introduce Maitreya, the world teacher for the Age of Aquarius. Maitreya does not come alone. He brings with him the Masters of Wisdom, a group of highly evolved teachers. They work in many fields and can teach us the art of living, how to live in right relationship with each other. With their inspiration, we can transform our civilization, creating justice and peace for us all.
And welcome to the program. Today's theme is Maitreya's teachings, in particular the art of self-realization. And I'll start with two short quotes before reading further material. And this first one is from Benjamin Cram's book, Maitreya's Mission, Volume 2. Maitreya, in his teaching on the nature of humanity, says, "The self alone matters." He equates the self with God, the Lord, the Absolute, and you are that self, an immortal being. He says our pain and suffering are due to the fact that we identify with the vehicles of the self, the physical body, emotional feelings, and the creations of our mind. Ask yourself, who am I? You will find that you identify either with the physical body as the self, with your emotions or energy structure, or with the creations of your mind, your beliefs and thoughts. Maitreya emphasizes the importance of self-respect, awareness and detachment. Self-respect is the seed of awareness, he says. Without detachment, there is no salvation. Carrying on with the next quote, and it goes as follows. I have not come to found a new religion. Each of you should continue to develop within your own religious tradition. I have not come to create followers. Even when you see me, do not run after me. If you run after me, you will lose me. I have come to teach the art of self-realization. And this is neither an ideology nor a religion, and benefits people of all religions and none. I belong to everyone. So now I'd like to read an article from Benjamin Cram's master, and this is titled The First Steps. When Maitreya appears before the world, people will realize that they have known him from before, and that his teaching is not strange or beyond their level of thought. Simple indeed will he be that all may understand. Precisely his simplicity will astound. Nevertheless, it will be found also that most people will experience what they hear in a new way, as a dawning truth, new and touching them at a deeper level. Simple the ideas may be, but they will resonate in people's hearts and feel fresh and vibrant. Thus will it be. Thus will Maitreya touch the hearts of men, appealing to them to aid themselves by aiding their brothers and sisters across the world. When men hear him, they will ponder deeply on what he says and feel strangely moved by the oft-heard words. Their hearts will respond as hitherto they have not, and a new understanding and urgency will potentize their response. Thus will Maitreya galvanize the peoples of the world to action and change. Those who have stood back will come forward and join the clamor for justice and sharing, freedom and peace. Many, of course, will ignore Maitreya. Many will find his ideas abhorrent and dangerous or utopian and impossible of achievement. Some, more sinister and afraid, will see in him the Antichrist, the embodiment of all their fears. Some would have him crucified forthwith had they the power. Many will sit quietly on the fence, unable to take a stand for or against. Those who can respond will grow in number and raise their voices for sharing and justice. They will gather round and support him and see him as their leader and mentor, teacher and guide. Thus will form a powerful mass of world public opinion calling for change. More and more, governments will find it difficult to resist these demands of the people and will be forced to implement some degree of change. The people will grow in power and their voices, potentized by Maitreya, will grow in strength and clarity of demand. They will call for their spokesman to speak to the world, and the stage will be set for the day of declaration, the first day of the new dawn. The day of declaration on which, for the first time, Maitreya will acknowledge his true stature and name, will stand out through history as the turning point in the evolution of mankind. It will be inscribed in the annals as the day of days, the beginning of the new, the sanctification of mankind, the portal to the glorious future which awaits humanity. That day is not far off. And that article was from a 2006 issue of Share International magazine. So now going back to Maitreya's Mission Volume 2, in which there's quite a lot of detailed information about Maitreya's teachings, I'm going to read out the excerpt that focuses on the art of self-realization. And I will begin with a question and answer, of course, the answer from Mr. Krem. What is Maitreya's view about who we are and where we come from? Maitreya says that the self alone matters. We are that self, an immortal being, and our difficulties, our suffering, come from identifying with that which is not the self. His teaching is very simple, very subtle, and I think difficult to carry out, otherwise we would all be doing it. He says, ask yourself, who am I? You will find that you identify with this physical body, its needs and desires. If that is the case, you will not experience who you are. You will experience this body with its painful sufferings and desires, but that is not you. Or you will identify with your feelings, your emotions, your joys and fears and so on. None of that is you. Or you identify with the constructions of your mind, your beliefs, ideology, memory. That is still not identification with the self, but simply with a vehicle that the self uses to demonstrate at this level. We have to realize who we are. When we find out who we are, we realize we are the self. That is not something we can talk about, but a moment-to-moment experience, and can only be done in silence. As soon as you put a word to it, you are intervening something between the experience of the self and the self itself. It is an experience. If you are aware of who you are, or are you only aware of the vehicles of who you are, the body, the emotional, energetic structure, and the concepts of the mind. None of these is the self. You have to go beyond these to become aware of the self. That is not something that anyone can give you. Maitreya can give you an experience of the self. He does it all the time, but even that is temporary. For a few days or weeks, you will be in a state of bliss, but it will not last until you can do it for yourself. That is only possible when you become detached. And here's a question regarding honesty of mind and sincerity of spirit. When Maitreya emerges, will the level of my consciousness naturally increase? Is there need for a special practice? The increase in conscious awareness will depend entirely on one's ability to respond to the energy and teaching of Maitreya. Nothing is automatic. Maitreya has said that the essentials are to know the self, and that the easiest way to do that is to practice honesty of mind, sincerity of spirit, and detachment. He has given a prayer for the new age to aid in this process, and I might read that out a little later in the program. Here's another question. I can understand, I think, when Maitreya says to have honesty of mind, but what does he mean by sincerity of spirit? Maitreya uses the word spirit in a rather unusual connotation. The average Westerner would see spirit as the Eastern concept of Atma, the divine spark, the absolute. Maitreya uses the word spirit quite differently. He talks about Atma, the divine spark, the absolute, the supreme being, in terms of the self. He talks about the self, or the supreme being, reflecting itself as in a mirror, as mind, spirit, and body, which are the temples or vehicles for the Atma, or self, to manifest on the physical plane. The supreme being, or the self, is the absolute. It does not change. It is being itself. Mind, spirit, and body are the means for the becoming of the supreme being in time and space. The process of coming into incarnation or life, and the process of returning from incarnation through the experience of life on the physical plane, is the becoming of the being. By spirit, Maitreya means energy, power, shakti, the force of existence in the material world. This includes the energy of the emotional plane, which galvanizes our emotional body. We either identify with self, the absolute, or with the vehicles of the absolute, being the mind, the astral or emotional, and the spirit or shakti nature, or the physical body. Spirit, in this sense, is the energy of the senses and all the connotations of that word, the astral senses and so on. One has to understand how subtle Maitreya's thinking and teaching is. If it were easy, we would all be doing it already. For instance, the questioner said, I think I understand what he means by honesty of mind, but I wonder if this is the case. By honesty of mind, Maitreya doesn't mean only that you never tell lies, that you are always honest. He means that, of course, but he means much more. By honesty of mind, he means a mind which is not conditioned by ideology and isms, a mind that is honest to itself, free and open to the experience of life, moment to moment, expressing itself perfectly, purely, spontaneously, without conditioning. For instance, if you see yourself as a capitalist, a socialist, Christian, Buddhist, or whatever, you do not have honesty of mind. It is not possible. In every situation, you will bring to bear your particular ideology that will influence the functioning of your mind. It will restrict the freedom of your mind. Therefore, your mind cannot be honest to itself. Maitreya sees any ideology, however noble, as a stepping stone. He calls ideologies steps on the ladder. When you are on the roof, you do not need a ladder. You can throw it away. An honest mind is an unconditioned mind. Only a non-conditioned mind can know what freedom is. The purpose of life is to become free. If you are locked into an ideology or belief system of any kind, your freedom is that much limited. Likewise, sincerity of spirit is seeing reality without distortion. Everyone under the degree of a master lives in a greater or lesser degree of illusion. When the illusion is on the physical plane, we call it maya. When on the emotional or astral plane, it's called glamour. When the illusion is on the mental plane, we call it illusion. These are all different aspects of illusion. Sincerity of spirit means responding to the emotional experience of life free from glamour. That is another freedom. Mental freedom is freedom from mental conditioning, freedom from ideas which are conditioning your mind. Sincerity of spirit is freedom from the glamours of the emotional plane, so that you see life as it is on the emotional plane, but not caught up in the glamour of astral plane energy. Maitreya says that to know and experience the self, you must have honesty of mind, sincerity of spirit, and detachment. Detachment happens more and more when you have honesty of mind and sincerity of spirit. But as you become more and more detached, your mind becomes less and less conditioned. You are less and less in thrall, conditioned by the glamours of the astral plane. These three aspects, honesty of mind, sincerity of spirit, and detachment, work together. Detachment becomes possible as you become free from conditioning and astral glamour. Freedom from astral glamour and mental conditioning becomes possible as you become more detached. The more you become detached, the more you can see glamour for what it is, the more you can see how conditioned your mind is, the more you become detached. As you become more detached, you know yourself more and more. And what is dishonesty of mind? All of us think one thing, say something else, and do something else again. That is dishonesty of mind. Honesty of mind is thinking something and saying and doing what is consistent with that thought. What you say is what you think, and what you do, these are in a direct line. Hardly anyone practices it because it is difficult. Everyone knows the politician who thinks things that he does not want to make known, so he answers questions obliquely. No politician apparently can afford to tell the truth. When you are speaking from the heart, totally sincere, consonant with who you are and what you are, without pretensions or glamours, without building yourself up as something that you are not, but direct and pure and true to yourself, that is sincerity of spirit. This teaching is not a religion. It is not something you have to believe in or not believe in. It is a practical science of evolution. It is, of course, also an art. It depends on a moment-to-moment experience of the self and a recognition of what is the non-self. The non-self are the vehicles of the self, the mind, spirit, and body. You either identify with them and suffer, or identify with self and know total freedom. And Maitreya has said that the practice of honesty of mind, sincerity of spirit, and detachment will strengthen self-awareness and lead to self-realization, and that the use of the prayer for the new age will help to bring about the necessary correct identification with the self. So I guess this is a good time to read out that prayer. If you want the wording, email us, by the way, sharenz@yahoo.com. Or in fact, you could just Google prayer for the new age and you'll probably find the wording that way. It's very short. It goes as follows. I am the creator of the universe. I am the father and mother of the universe. Everything came from me. Everything shall return to me. Mind, spirit, and body are my temples, for the self to realize in them my supreme being and becoming. So that was really just a taste in a way on the subject of the art of self-realization. And I'm sure we will dedicate another program at a later stage further on that subject, and maybe cover some of the other teachings from Maitreya. Anyway, thanks very much for listening, and check out the website share-international.org. Otherwise, wishing you all a lovely week.